And we will commence by calling the roll and seeing if we can establish a quorum. Secretary will call the roll.
Nielsen?
Here.
Weso? Allen? Wynn?
Here.
Wynn here. Roth?
Here.
Okay. Got a quorum.
We do have a quorum present today. And before us today, we have the bill by Senator Roth, Senate Bill 112. Senator Roth, would you like to present your Bill of Rights here?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. It's a privilege to be here to talk to you about Senate Bill 112. It's a Veterans Bill of Rights for California, the first in the state and one of the first, one of a couple only in the nation. I don't have to tell you that California's home to the country's largest veterans population, over 2 million of them. Unfortunately, these veterans face higher rates of unemployment and homelessness than our general population or that of many other states. I know you agree with me that this is simply unacceptable. Also, although Prop 41 and the Veterans Housing and Homeless Prevention Bond Act of 2014 made about $600 million available for veterans transitional and supportive housing, there was and is no dedicated state source of funding for these supportive services. And that's, as we learned just last week, where these operators cobble together was the word that was used, funding for supportive services for employment, for mental health, and for substance abuse. And I know you agree with me that that's simply unacceptable too. As legislators, we must make an effort with returning Iraq and Afghanistani veterans to not make the mistakes of the past that have led us to where we are, but instead we have to work to identify these brave men and women settling in our state so that we can determine their eligibility for benefits and get them the support, the treatment, and or the training that they need quickly to be successful. We've seen some renewed efforts, great efforts actually, in programs like this Veterans Housing and Homeless Prevention Act, funding for Work for Warriors that you have participated in as a committee, and the VA strike teams to speed the adjudication of veterans' disability rights claims, decreasing the claims backlog. These are extraordinary efforts, and they should be. We should be leading the nation to safeguard the rights of veterans to ensure access to the benefits and services that these veterans undoubtedly earned. But more is required. Even with these renewed efforts, returning military service members are often unaware of their rights with respect to housing, mental and physical health services, disability benefits, interactions with organizations and state agencies, as well as the rights of their spouses, partners, and dependents. We have to do better. That's why I'm suggesting to you that we adopt the Veterans Bill of Rights. The Veterans Bill of Rights, with proposed author's amendments, states in one concise code section the rights of our veterans and lays out in clear language the standard of care they can expect to receive through their contacts with the various agencies and organizations that administer our veterans programs. What are these rights? And I'm not going to go through them all. The right to dignified treatment in contacts with state agencies. The right to seek benefits at any time and have a written notice or explanation of approval or denial. The right to equal benefits, irrespective of the veteran's geographical location. The right to adequate, safe, and reliable housing, and this is important, that provides mental health and transitional supportive services, as well as the right to education and job training, and the right to receive these physical and mental health benefits free from stigma. The bill contains more. But these rights are by no means exhaustive, but will go, in my opinion, a long way toward demonstrating that California is serious about treating its veterans with the respect that they deserve, as well as imbue our veterans population with the rights they need to access the care and services they're owed. It will give our veterans the right to demand the treatment and the services that they have earned. I respectfully ask for your vote.
Senator Roth, I would view your amendments as somewhat clarifying or adding specificity, such as 9, that shall have the right to housing and that provides adequate, appropriate mental health. Your amendments are making the Bill of Rights more specific. Is that correct, or more clarifying?
That's correct, Mr. Chair.
Okay. Do we have any questions of Senator Wynn today? Okay. Senator Roth, you know, it's interesting to me. Only a few other states have done something like this, correct?
That's correct. And Massachusetts being one. And Canada, I believe, mm-hmm. are actually the two, one country and one state.
Well, I appreciate very much that you, of course, with your background, you would maybe be expected to be the one that would carry this forth, but we're certainly happy that you have done so. Senator Allen, we appreciate you joining the committee. Senator Roth has just presented his Senate Bill 112, and we were just discussing the amendments. Do we have any objection to the adoption of these amendments that Senator Roth has proffered here today?
I'm aware of the bill, and I support it.
And that said, any questions that you may have, Senator Allen?
No.
Okay, I would have none then. Do we have a motion on the bill?
Move it.
Okay, Senator Nguyen has moved the bill. Would you like to close, Senator Roth?
Respectfully ask for your aye vote, and I appreciate your tolerance with my rather long statement.
Well, we appreciate your tolerance and your passion to secure a Bill of Rights for the veterans of California, Senator. Would the Secretary please call the roll? And this would be with the amendments as adopted, and we're going to hold the roll open for Senator Hueso. So we'll wait for him. Go ahead and call the roll.
Senate Bill 112, do pass as amended. Nielsen?
Aye.
Nielsen, aye. Hueso? Allen?
Aye.
Allen, aye. Nguyen?
Aye.
Nguyen, aye. Roth?
Aye.
Roth, aye. So
thank you,
pass.
Senator.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Thank you.
We'll wait for Senator Hueso. The other members can go on their way.
for him.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's
go ahead and call the roll for Senator Hueso.
Senate Bill 112, do you pass as amended? Hueso.
We'll begin with our
all right. That
Lara.
Concludes it. Thank you, Senator.
Thank you. He's here. He was on time, so we'll
anyway,
start.
You know.
So I turn the floor over to Senator. You have the floor.
Last year, afterwards, the National Transportation Safety Board